though.
Well, if I can find a few actions in some regions, I'm going to love it.
The backlash makes me horny.
We're up for the banter.
It's a comedian.
Hello, welcome back to That Just James Show with me, stand-up comedian Just James, as ever. Joined by my right-hand man, Chrissy White, aka White Boy, Romford's number one podcaster. Hello, mate.
Right, go on, my guy.
How you doing?
Good.
Got bones to pick with you.
Spill the beans.
I had a dream.
Oh, shit.
That you fucked my mum.
Did I fucking proper bury her or what? What
happened? No, I just...
You weren't in the room?
I weren't in the room, but... She was downstairs making me breakfast in the dream.
Yeah.
And you come down in your fucking dressing gown and slippers.
Like, I'm your new dad.
Well,
who's your daddy? Was,
yeah. And then, like, mum was like, oh, I've got something to tell you. And I was like, what are you doing here? And then you just raised your eyebrows. You just went. You
brilliant.
Fucker, mate. And I'll tell you now, I woke up mad, isn't it? The resentment you can get even from
a
dream.
From
the
a
next
dream.
Day, I remember you text me and I'm like,
Rick.
Fuck this guy, man. She's just been rolling about my mum.
That is so funny, mate. My missus has dreams that I cheat on her, yeah? And she wakes up and she's fucking got the hump with me.
Feeling,
I'm like,
yeah.
I was there.
Seems very real, doesn't it, in the dream?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't really tend to get dreams. I used to get such bad nightmares when I was a kid.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't get dreams. I just have nightmares.
No, I just don't really seem to have them lately.
What, nightmares?
Or just any sort
I
of dream.
I used to get bad. I don't have... Nightmares are not as bad now. I used to get nightmares bad.
When I was a kid, mate, my nightmares were horrendous.
Really?
Yeah, horrendous. I used to wake up, like, fucking sweating.
I used to sleepwalk and sleep talk.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
No, I never done any of that.
Yeah, I remember we was in Ibiza once, and the boys said, like, they was all cracking on in the room. Then I'd gone to sleep.
Mm.
And apparently I just went, I've done this with my legs. I just went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8
kick ups.
We're like, what the fuck?
We were just doing kick ups.
No, just bring my legs. Because I've got this recurring nightmare, and it's a weird nightmare, and I've not had it in years, but
right.
It's petrifying. So when I sleepwalk, I'm sort of like semi awake, semi sleepwalking.
Mm.
So I can still see what's going around me. And this one recurring nightmare I'd have is I'd be walking about in my house. And then it would start off, like the numbers would start low, like 2.
Really, mate?
6,
this is fucking weird.
13. 7. And I'd be like, oh, fuck, it's coming. And as the numbers got bigger, like 2,347,000, it'd be like, and it would really, would fucking petrify me, man.
What, you were scared of the numbers?
I don't know,
mate,
what, that's
no, like
it was
a
the
Batman
numbers. They were popping up, and then... My mum, we used to have an alarm. If you go down the house, the alarm would go off. I'd
okay.
Set the alarm off all the time. So many times I woke up and it'd be like, wee, 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 wee. And my mum would just be there like that. And I'd just be
and
there.
You're
like,
shouting out massive numbers.
Yeah. And
mate, it sounds like the origin story of like a Batman villain.
Yeah.
And he's like the multiplier or something.
Yeah, instead of the Riddler. Yeah, the multiplier.
Yeah, he just does mad sums on people.
Yeah, man.
That's exactly what it sounds like. Honestly, Jamesy, that's troubling.
Yeah, it was. But I don't really get nightmares as much anymore.
No.
I've never had a wet dream.
I have.
Have you?
Mate, so...
Never ever.
This is jokes. So the first ever wet dream I had, do you remember... I might have spoken about this on the pod before. Do you remember... Christina Aguilera.
Right.
Right. Do you know the cartoon character, Betty Boop?
Yeah.
Right. So it was like a cross between Betty Boop and Christina Aguilera. It was like semi-cartoonish.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I was like, rumped her up against a wall. Yeah. And I woke up and I had all fucking spunk in my pants.
Really?
How funny is that? I don't know, mate.
You must have been young because you're still in
13,
yeah, you're
14.
Still into cartoons.
No, but it weren't even like I was into cartoons. It was just like, I don't know, like a fucking sex symbol to me. You know
I've
what
never
mean?
Had a wet dream.
I bet you have.
That's nothing to be ashamed of. I've never had one.
Yeah. No, I have had a few.
I've never had one, no.
But I always remember that first one. Betty Boop, Christina Aguilera combo.
Yeah. I've had wet nightmares.
Surprise.
Yeah, I've had white nightmares.
Murder ones and that.
No, we're just
mate,
like,
after these numbers, I don't know, this ain't going
like,
on
do you remember
there.
That cartoon? Do you remember Pikachu, Pokemon?
Pokemon, yeah.
Yeah. I was ramping Pokemon up against a wall.
What? Pikachu?
Yeah,
You talk so much shit, bro. So much shit.
And I was like, and then I woke up and I was like, Pikachu! I was like, wow. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I've had some wet nightmares, bruv.
You ain't had a wet nightmare?
No, I've never had a wet dream, never had a wet nightmare.
People have had wet nightmares. That's fucked.
That's fucked. Like, what, some... Like
murder dreams.
Murder dreams. Yeah. And they woke up like, Maybe that's how it starts.
I did kill my little brother in a dream once.
Did you?
I didn't kill him, but I really hurt him. I like picked him up by his feet. My brother used to have like quite big, pronounced like front teeth. He hadn't really got him anymore, like grew into him.
Right.
And I like whipped him on the floor, like with his feet, like bang, and he hit his teeth on the floor. And he looked at me like that and he was like dead. And then I woke up.
Yeah.
Was horrible.
A lot of the dreams I've had is like playing blood for England, stuff like that.
Have you?
Yeah, like scoring.
Really good dreams.
I've had a dream once where I was like in a World Cup final and I'm scoring the goal and then I'm waking up and I'm like, no. I'm out. Just fucking Josh James, the fucking loser. I thought I was a somebody for a moment.
I don't think you're a loser. Here he goes again with the self-deprecating.
But that's you know, I'd rather be, you know what I mean, playing for England rather than, I love doing this. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I'd rather be playing for England as well.
But I'd rather be playing for England.
Bit more dough in it as well, like being a pro footballer.
More dough.
Yeah.
And then you just get those girls as well that just will go out of you because you're a footballer. Like the really, really fit ones. You know what I mean? Like how many footballers you see that are just absolutely butters?
Well.
And they've got this model girlfriend and you're like, it's because he's a footballer and because he's rich. Like you've actually got nothing. And even when you see him in interviews, you think you've got nothing about you. You're not particularly that handsome. Fair enough, you're in good shape because you're a footballer.
Mm.
But it's because you're a footballer and because you're...
It's the lifestyle that comes with
it. Exactly that.
It's attractive to females. It's
attractive.
It is attractive. So did you see this interview? Not interview, this article about this lady who was like a smoker. And the floral tribute at the funeral.
I did see that. It was on the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like the flowers are in the shape of like a cigarette.
I think I've got the article here, actually. Shall I get it up?
Mate, presumably this lady has died of lung cancer.
It's a bit inappropriate, isn't it?
It's all like smoking related floral tributes.
Yeah.
It's a little bit on the mark.
It's a little bit like your mate dying of a heart attack and then you buy him a floral tribute of like a little baggie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Little Grammy gear.
Yeah, or like, I heard this geezer, like literally died of a cocaine overdose and all his mates was getting on it at the funeral.
Really?
Sad, ain't
it? Well, it's probably what he would have wanted.
for you, son.
That's probably what they were, like how they were justifying it.
Yeah, this one's for you.
So I do have that article here, actually. A funeral florist has gone viral with a Lambert and Butler themed display ordered by the family of a devoted smoker. Liverpool-based Bouquet Bespoke Flowers has been winning acclaim online for the cigarette-shaped creation, seizing attention at a recent ceremony. The brief was, she loved a ciggy and to tell people to fuck off.
Yeah, I saw that.
And
that's
the flower
brilliant.
Firm posted on Instagram, we love doing these meaningful tributes, especially when it makes the family smile and reminisce about their loved ones at such a hard time. Yeah, he's a bit close to home though. I mean, that's great.
But what a caption. She loved a snout and to tell people to fuck off.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Yeah, good girl.
Good girl.
Well, he got me thinking, the OSB, obviously, he's a big B&H smoker.
Yeah.
We'll probably get one of him when he probably dies.
Yeah, pack of B&H gold.
Yeah, when he probably dies in about 18 months, because he's been smoking since about 4, hasn't he? So, isn't it great, like, with old school smokers, it's like people don't even say to them, look, you're going to, when they've smoked for that long, you're just like, just crack on, man.
My granddad, the one who passed last year, outlived every one of my other grandparents. He smoked 20 Super Kings a day. Mate, 40 a day. When he cut down, he was on 20.
Yeah.
He lived to like 90 plus.
Yeah, some people just
never had a vegetable in his life.
Yeah. But with the OSB, we can get him that floral tribute. I was also thinking, like, when he... Because I like to think, obviously, we talk about... We're his biggest fans.
Definitely, yeah.
The OSB. Obviously,
huge advocates for the OSB and everything he stands for.
He's got 3 sons.
Yeah.
But usually you need 6 pallbearers to carry the coffin.
Yeah.
So I like to think we might be within a shout of maybe being the other...
Yeah, the only problem is, right, I've always struggled carrying coffins.
Because you're tall.
Because I'm tall.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have to be the one at the back, like, not really doing much.
Yep.
Like, because if it's on the shoulder, then it's on the wonk.
But they're going to need a hand. You go gym.
The same size people.
All three of his sons are all quite weak, aren't they?
Yeah, I'll give them a help on
that
side.
They're little beta males, aren't they? You know what I mean? They need a couple of geezers there.
Yes. No, I was thinking with the OSB's
coffin, like, be great if we could maybe get him like a coffin that looked like a B&H Gold's
pack
of fakes.
Yeah. I reckon it can be done.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what would you have? Floral tribute, it's your funeral. What would you have? Maybe a field tribute. What would you have? Your song playing?
So I feel like if you was to say, like, what do I like? The things I like, me now, I love a cigar. I love playing golf. And I love a cup of coffee.
So maybe a coffee ting.
Like a cup of coffee, maybe a golf ball, and a nice big la-di-da.
What we got here? Oh,
is that a coffin?
You can actually get a B&H gold coffin there. If we can maybe zoom in on that there.
Oh my God, it's fucking brilliant.
There you go. OSB. I tell you what, that Josh James show, when OSB gets laid to rest, we're gonna pay for that.
How much are they?
It's only 600 quid.
Not a problem.
Perfect.
I tell you what, we'll do a live show in honor of the OSB. All proceeds we'll go to that B&H coffin.
Yeah, and I'll do the eulogy, and I think I'll just cut him off, maybe.
I could sing a song.
You could sing a song. Yeah.
Just try and ruin everyone's day.
Well, yeah, but that would be very fitting for the OSB, because that's sort of what he tries to do all day, every day, is just ruin people's day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tries to, you know, harness
like a whiny sound whenever you're around him.
Yeah, just harnesses on your insecurities. So actually, that would be fantastic.
Yeah,
you know?
So look, I want a cup of coffee, I want a cigar, something to do with golf, because I love my golf. And song-wise, I would have Busta Rhymes' Look At Me Now.
You're in a coffin now, though.
I said the song.
Look At Me Now.
Yeah.
Look at me now. I'm dead.
Yeah, but what I'm saying
I'm brown bread.
That would be the song. I feel like, if anyone's going to associate me with a song, it's the rap from that song.
Is it really?
Yeah. I'm not talking about the lyrical content. I'm talking about the amount of times I've rapped that song.
Yeah, true.
At parties, around people. Mm. It's synonymous with me.
And it's sort of like tipping the hat to your Jamaican roots as well.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any Jamaican people involved in it, but is Busta Rhymes Jamaican? He is. Well, there you go.
I lucked out there, didn't I?
You really did. You really did. Nice, GK.
There you go, GK. So yeah, he's Jamaican.
Yeah, and to be honest, mate, I like to be centre of attention. Yeah,
I don't think you do really.
No, but so I was talking to someone the other day.
And maybe, you know, not like, as much.
You
as
know,
me.
Like people who find compliments awkward.
You love them.
That ain't me. Like I love.
See, I don't like. I'm not really into compliments.
I love a compliment.
But yeah, I do. Listen, I do like.
I sort of like
pause,
especially like when it comes to the recovery thing. I'm like, oh yeah, like I'm over 3 years clean. I'm waiting for the like, oh, well done, mate. That's good. Do you know what I mean?
I find that a bit jarring.
I like pause for it. Not because I'm trying. It's just like one of them things. I'm so used to it. I'm like, come on, like, give me the compliment.
Give me
it. Or like my favourite one. And you said this to me earlier on. Looking in good shape, mate. That is my favourite compliment. You're like, you've been hitting gym, bruv. You look well. I love that one.
See, whenever I get compliments, I just think, you're lying.
Do you?
Yeah.
See, that's that negative mindset.
You're lying, or you're just trying to make me feel better about myself. I just think, I'll shut up.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to get at my funeral, I want everyone fucking dressed in black, mourning, yeah, proper laying it on thick, deep grieving, zero levity until the wake after. I want it to be really fucking sad.
Do
you? Proper. You know, like everyone's like, so some people these days, oh, everyone wear bright colours and like make it happy.
You want people to be miserable.
Mourning.
Yeah.
Deep mourning.
Yeah.
Please.
People fucking breaking down. Like, yeah. Why? Yeah. Why, God? Why are you going to leave us?
That is exactly what I want.
Yeah, nah. Fair enough.
How about you?
I don't think I'd be going for them vibes.
No.
I'd like people to have a laugh, I think.
Can have a laugh after, mine.
I think, in terms of eulogy, I'd probably get, I think it'd be right if you'd done my eulogy.
I'll eulogise
because
you.
A lot of the people that are in my family, I wouldn't really want them doing it. They're close to me. I think you can hold it together.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll be that upset.
I've done a eulogy before a funeral.
Yeah, and I don't think you'd be that. I don't think you'd be tearing up on that, which, you know, I need someone to deliver it.
Saying that, I probably would.
Mate, you'd be rubbing your fucking hands together. You think, great, he's gone. That Chris White show, here we go.
I think my percentage has just gone up here a little bit.
You just see cash shines.
Gelly, let's have a meeting Monday. Yeah, I know the funeral's Sunday. Let's meet Monday.
Yeah, I know
he's... Talk numbers.
I know his body's still warm, but... Can I get his money, please?
Let's talk about these shares.
Yeah. So what would I have? If a floral tribute, maybe like a McDonald's.
Nice.
Like the burger and the chips.
No sauce. Nice and plain and dry.
And I think I'd want to be cremated.
Really?
Yeah, would you want to be in
a... Nah, I want to be buried.
You are? Do you want to be buried?
I'll tell you why. So I lost my mate when I was at 10.
Yeah.
One of my best pals got hit by a car. He got buried, right? And I visit the grave, put flowers down, birthdays, stuff like that. And there's like somewhere to go to pay tribute. Yeah. My nan and my granddad on my mum's side both been cremated.
Right.
And they've got like this little plaque. But it's not the same. It's so final.
I know what you mean.
I prefer...
So you want to basically not be burnt because you want... If they ever get the technology where they're like, right, let's dig all this lot up. Let's
get a bit of that DNA out. But yeah, exactly.
You're like, my nan and granddad, they ain't coming back. They're dust.
The burning is just too final.
They're a bit of seasoning now.
Yeah. It's too much. I want to be buried.
I want to be burnt. I want to be cremated. And when I'm cremated, I want this song playing. Burn, baby, burn. Burn, and I would want everyone singing.
Burn, Jamesy, burn.
Yeah, burn, Jamesy, burn. Burn, Jamesy, burn.
I mean, it's quite an obvious choice.
Yeah.
I knew what you were going to play.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay.
And maybe some sort of dancers as I'm sort of getting...
What sort of dancers?
As I'm getting... probably lap dancers, I reckon. Yeah, I reckon so.
Mate, you imagine that in the church.
Yeah.
Right, it'll be in a Catholic church.
Be in a Catholic church.
Like, you're going to bring some... Jack the Ripper's in.
Mate, they've had a fucking lot worse in there. They've had naked little boys running around. So, fucking hell. A lap dancer.
Pedophiles.
A lap dancer from Basil and Cats. It's not the end of the world for
them. It's probably not.
You know.
It's a step up.
But yeah, I'd want sort of like a fun vibe at the wake. I'd probably want like, I'd want maybe someone going around doing the magic. You know,
yeah.
I love my magic.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of cards. Like, you know, are you feeling a bit down? Come and have a look at this one.
Yeah.
Take that card. Is that your card?
Yeah, write your name on the back
That'll
of that
cheer
one.
Cheer them up. Yeah. I'd have someone in the corner doing the caricatures, so you can sit down.
Face paint.
Yeah, have face paint for the kids. Yeah, I mean it'd be all streaming.
Bouncy castle.
They'll be crying. My son will be there as like a tiger. Good tiger. My dad's dead. But you know it's fine.
Fucking.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
And then I'd have a chocolate fountain. They're great. They need to make a comeback.
Yeah.
You know, so you get whatever you want.
I went to like a Chinese buffet the other day with my boy.
Chocolate fountain.
Oh, mate, it was good.
Yeah, yeah. So anything, you can chocolate fountain, because I love chocolate as well, you know that. And then obviously the my ashes,
where
I don't really
scattered?
Want them scattered anywhere. So like, I'm thinking wedding vibes, we do like a big photo, you know, like they throw confetti.
Yeah.
Instead of that, you throw
Everyone
them.
Just throws Jamesy.
Yeah, yeah, you throw in my ashes. Because also I thought it'd be funny, like you get home, you get in bed and you'd be like, fucking hell,
fuck
what's that?
That?
Oh, fuck, a bit of Jamesy up my arsehole, you know.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah, and that would be just like a funny little, you know, like you go work 3 days later, you're finding me a little bit in your underneath
your
thing.
Yeah, under your nails.
You know, and it's just a nice little, I'm gone but not forgotten, you know.
Yeah. Until I got rid of it out of my nails, now you're actually properly gone and forgotten.
Yeah, so that's probably what I'd go for. But oh, listen, hopefully I ain't going to be for a long time.
No, I don't think it will
but
be.
But I'll be very upset. If you died, know that I'm there. I'm crying.
That's what I want.
And I'm probably going to wear sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, you have to wear sunglasses.
Because where I'm in showbiz. You know what I mean?
You have to wear sunglasses. Hey, talking about glasses, you was impressed with my vision earlier, weren't you?
Oh, mate.
Oh,
I mean, it's someone that is, like, officially blind. Couldn't believe you could see the cafe sign all the way down the road.
So we're looking for a cafe. We went gym. Then I need eggs after gym.
Yeah, you need the eggs.
I need the eggs. So we're looking for a cafe in Peckham. Couldn't find one. Disappointed in that guy in a vape shop. Asked him for directions to a cafe and he's like, don't Don't know, mate.
Not from round it. He's like, I don't stop like, working.
You work round it.
Mate,
come
I was
on,
here
bruv.
6 months ago. He's working that shop.
Yeah, but, like, you should know where the cafe
but
is.
But Cheeky, we said this, right? Where there are, I would say, obviously, Peckham is more multicultural. I think you get a lot more cafes, proper cafes, like grease spoon cafes in like white areas. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, no. I think you still get the odd cafes in
that. But as in, would you go down a cafe and have a full English?
Would I?
Yeah.
No, not really. But there's also cafes. There's also cafes that do like different variations.
Yeah, yeah.
They do like full Jamaican or something.
Full.
Do they?
Ackee and saltfish.
Really?
So what is a full Jamaican?
Yeah, you can do it. Ackee and saltfish, bit of beans. Toast.
And a little side dish of Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, little Busta on the side.
Yeah, a little bit of...
Busta Rhymes now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Get low, bus.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Well, anyway, we
English
found the
is more of a white thing,
basically,
though, isn't it?
James is trying to get me to go Costa, right? And I'm like, mate, I ain't going breakfast at Costa. That ain't hitting my macros. So we've turned the corner, and I'm like, bang on, calf. You're just... like, where? Where? I'm like, there, calf. You're like, you can't read that. I'm like, yeah, oh, mate, there's a calf over there.
I was talking about the X-Men.
Yes, he said.
I couldn't fucking believe it.
Fuck.
I'm like, how the fuck have you read that?
Vision boy.
But mate, my eyesight is fucked. I mean, like now I can't really see much. It's going to come a point where I'm going to have to just get the contacts. I'm going to have to start wearing my glasses on the pod or on stage because I can't see, mate.
Really?
I can't
you
see.
You can't see on stage.
But the trouble is where I never wear my glasses. I wear my glasses.
They're getting worse.
When you see me, I'm always with my glasses. But
correct.
If I'm on stage or if I'm doing something like this or something where you see me on Instagram, I'm not wearing them because people don't know that I wear glasses.
You never worn the glasses on the pod?
No, never.
Have you got them with you?
No, they're in the car because I need them to drive because I cannot see.
Yeah, definitely wear them when you're driving, mate.
Yeah.
Definitely. Please.
Yeah, no, I do, yeah.
Good.
No, there's nothing wrong with glasses, but it's just like the brand, isn't it? It's like people don't know me for the glasses.
That blind guy.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by London's leading second-hand watch specialist, Kettle Club. Kettle Club are an independent watch dealer who sell a range of luxury brands all at different price points. If you're looking to buy or sell a watch, then they really are the people you need to talk to. I love Kettle Club sponsoring us because they're actually a brand I used long before this podcast even started.
Yeah, I've dealt with other watch dealers before White Boy, but for me, Kettle Club offer the fairest prices and the most honest and professional service. The boys there really are a pleasure to deal with and I won't go anywhere else. And I don't want you to either. So go and see them at their showroom by London Liverpool Street Station just next to the Anders Hotel. And if you quote that Josh James Show on inquiry, you get 15% off of polishing for your watch. That offer is brand dependent. Back to the show. No, there's nothing wrong with glasses, Chica. No, you've always worn glasses and you pull off the swag. If I just come on here, right, and I have my glasses on, even though I always wear glasses, all the comments would be, fucking hell, who do you think? Why are you wearing glasses, mate?
Yeah.
Because I'm
they
blind,
might think you got
mate.
Them
like, funny enough, I just, whenever I'm on stuff like this, I take them off.
Like non-prescription. Oh, by the way,
yeah,
so you
go
know,
to me, are they real? Because they don't see me in pictures wearing them because I always take them off.
We was
but
fucked.
I, so my we was... eyes are just, they've fallen off a cliff, mate. The last 3 years.
Because like... you're not wearing your glasses.
Well, yeah.
So yeah. I've just got two voice notes from the Shermanator.
Oh, go on. So we spoke about the Shermanator in the last pod.
On the last step. Let's see
talking
what
about
saying.
His new Miss Russia girlfriend 2019.
So this is what I said.
Well, go on. Just recording a podcast, bruv, and you got about 10, 15-minute feature at the end of episode two. You're going to like it. Listen up. Oh, fucking savage, mate. I saw good shit talking about my fucking superstar, A-list celebrity model girlfriend.
He don't disappoint, does he? Here's me thinking, like, maybe I need to get the okay on that episode before it goes out. And he's just like, oh, bang on, I hope it's good shit. You know what I mean? he don't disappoint the boy, does he? He does not disappoint.
Oh, like that boy, he's just a fucking funny
he's
bastard.
He's definitely a unique character.
He's a unique character. I tell you, he's a unique character. Our condolences on this week's episode of that Josh James Show. Unfortunately, Shamima Begum's latest appeal to come back into the country has been denied.
It has.
We're absolutely gutted to hear that, Shamima. We hope you're well, darling. Best wishes and, yeah, you know, all the best what you decide to do in the future. Good luck to you, is what we say.
Okay.
On this show. Good luck to you. Arrivederci. Yeah, but my question to you was going to be,
yeah,
if you could banish anyone from the UK, who would it be?
Mate, I've got a fucking long list of people that I would love to banish from this country. Number one on the list, James Corden.
James Corden.
He ain't coming back, mate. He ain't coming back. Like, talk about a fucking 180 degree turnaround. I used to love him.
Yeah,
everyone. Like the Smithy days. What the fuck has happened to that geezer? Do you think he was always like that? And he's just, he didn't let us see it? Because he's gone from like geezer to just, what the fuck is that performance on that talk show he was doing over there?
Well, one thing I'd
say is,
ridiculous,
mate.
I've recently had a meeting with James Corden's production company. So obviously White Boy's views are not the views of just James. Yes, I did. I think you're great. I think you're great, Jim.
Yeah, no, I don't, mate. What the fuck?
No, do you know what it was? He's a lot of people. He got big off the back of Smithy in Gavin and Stacey.
So everyone's expecting him to be Smithy.
People think he's Smithy. Yeah. He ain't Smithy. He's James Corden.
Yeah.
Right? You're forgetting James Corden is from like Cambridge or whatever.
I just think he went super cheesy on that
Smithy
talk show.
He played a character as like a plumber from Billericay.
Yeah.
That's, you fell in love with Smithy, probably not the Corden.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But
one
listen,
thing I will say, one thing I will say. He took his kid into my mate's missus' hair salon.
Yeah.
In Mayfair.
What?
Left an 80 quid tip.
There you go. Everyone listening to that.
I don't know if that's like a fucking big dick move.
Fantastic.
Or whether it's a genuine gesture. All I'm saying is what I've seen on telly of late, not good.
I've got to say, my old mate who I was talking about before, actually, he said exactly the same thing. And I was like, mate, you fell in love with Smithy, not James Corden. He's like, what's all this? That way he talks now. And I'm like, pretty sure that's
how he talks.
And listen, you can't go over America and talk like we talk. So I'm never breaking America.
You become a gimmick.
I'm never breaking America. They would not understand.
Yeah, but still, fuck James Corden. I don't want him to come back. He's toast.
Okay. But like I said, if you want to give my own TV show, James, not got a problem with that.
You know what? I'm noticing a female. I've got another three names on this list, yeah, and they're all females.
Okay.
Is that bad?
Well, actually, I'll tell you what, because we want to appeal more to the females, really. I mean, we are, we have like, I don't want it to just be, listen, we're two blokes at the end of the day. Yeah. I don't want it to just be all about, you know what I mean, geezers and blokes.
Geezer talk.
But we do have a lot of female listeners.
Do we?
And yeah, we have a lot of female listeners. We 100% have a lot of female listeners.
I know
listeners.
We've got at least one.
No, we've got loads, mate. But they just not necessarily the ones that turn up to the live show or whatever. And I got this lovely message from a female listener. And I'm going to read it out because I thought, I read it and I was like, that's really nice. And I don't want also her to think that we're just all about the blokes and we're just all, this is not just a podcast for all the geezers. You know what I mean?
Of course not. This is for everyone.
This is for everyone. This is for the geezers and their birds. So this is from Charlotte. I won't say a second name. But
shout out Charlotte.
It was a really nice message. I walked past Josh today at King George's and my boyfriend had a go at me for not stopping to say I really love the podcast. He's right in saying that I'm probably not your typical listener, so it might be good to know that you're appealing to many, even new mums.
Nice.
Which is nice. And that's what we want all the smoke.
Yeah, we want all that smoke.
Yeah, we want everyone. I have a 6-week-old baby and I've listened every night since the start of my pregnancy.
Oh, sick.
In fact, I can't sleep without listening now. So I listen on a Thursday to it fully when it comes out and repeat it each night that week to then be able to sleep.
Oh, really? Yeah. Jesus Christ, she loves the pod.
That's lovely. That's really, really nice.
Does that mean we're boring though? We're putting her to sleep.
Some of my friends know you both, blah, blah, blah. I won't mention their names. So I was actually at Josh's first stand-up night, and since listening to the Voldemort of Romford episode, I knew instantly who it was.
Mate, that's done bits, that episode.
I've been hooked. I was going to message at Christmas when I was in the top 1% of listeners, but didn't want to look like a massive creep slash fan kill. Anyway, full creep mode has been activated. Keep up the good work, and well done to both of you.
Nice.
Big yourself up, Charlotte. And next time, if you do see me out and about, come and say hello.
Say Wagwan.
Because I love to have a chat.
And a little ego stroke.
Well, no, it's not so much that. It's just like, I like to think we're approachable. Like, we're just fucking...
Yeah.
I mean, we're just normal bloke. You know, it's just like, come up and say hello. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Come up and say hello. We're approachable.
And you're our mates. If you listen to this podcast, you're our mates.
Yeah, so
that's the way I see it.
Went out for dinner the other day with the boys. My missus was out for dinner with the girls in the same restaurant, just happened to be booked on the same night. I walked over to their table to say hello.
I saw that, actually. You was out with the boys and she was out.
And my missus was there with her pals.
And what did the boys have to say about that?
No, sweet.
Okay.
Absolutely. Look, she was booked. I'm like, oh, fucking hell, I've double booked. I was meant to be looking after the kids. And she was like, where are you meant to be going? And I'm like, this gaff. She's like, well, that's where I'm fucking going. I was like, all right, let's get a babysitter. We'll both go.
Yeah.
We sat separate. But I walked over to her table, and one of the girls she was with, she didn't know. She knew her through the girl that she was with.
Yeah.
Was like, oh my God, white boy.
Oh, really? Yeah.
She listens to the pod. And I was like, oh, fucking brilliant.
But she didn't know that.
No.
That.
She didn't know that I was with B.
So, but she didn't know that was Mrs. White Boy.
No, she didn't.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
There you go.
Yeah.
So there it is.
I loved it.
It's for the blokes.
It's for the girls.
It's for the bitches.
Yeah.
When we say, don't say bitches, it's probably going to alienate them a little bit, but it's for the blokes. It's for the birds.
Yeah, I like what you said. Everyone. It's for the geezers and their birds.
It's for the geezers and their birds.
Yeah, that's in keeping with the tone of this podcast.
That is perfect. It's for the geezers and the birds. So who am I getting rid of? Where is my little list? Well, finish your one.
Katie Hopkins.
Jarring.
Fucking jarring. Jarring. And she's just got too much to say.
Too many people around our way share her stuff. They're like, oh yeah, she says it like it is.
No, she just jumps on the fucking bandwagon with everything.
She's just a big fucking foghorn mouth.
Yeah.
Who's just like, once they say something controversial, clearly. Like, yeah, man, just not into
her. Yeah, she's
her
not
at
for
all.
Me. I don't want to see her anymore, so she can go.
And it just encourages all them other geezers down the pub who want to be a bit fucking racist or a bit, like, bigoted or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's got no time for that. It's boring.
Yeah. No, me too. Yeah, so she's gone. Deborah Meaden.
Yeah, bit weird.
Can't fucking stand her.
Yeah, she ain't done nothing wrong, though, has she?
No, she has, mate. Every time she speaks, it makes me want to change channel. And I like Dragon's Den.
Makes you want to leave the country and join Shamima Begum, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It really does.
I get it.
And finally, this one is really close to my heart.
Go on.
Judy Murray, Andy Murray's mum. I like watching the tennis, right? Every time Andy Murray wins a point, the camera cuts to Judy Murray and she goes, yes!
I mean, let's have it right.
It is so cringe.
Let's have it right. Andy Murray can fuck off as well.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, you can.
But out of the two,
Julie and Andy,
I'll take
fuck off
Andy over his mum.
Would you?
Any day of the week.
I'd rather
she's
his mum.
One of the most annoying people I've ever seen in my life.
No, Andy. I think Andy's jarring.
Oh, yeah, he's a
and
prick.
He probably hates on the English. Well, actually, no, that's wrong with me. I was about to say he hates on the English. I think there was one article that he was like,
no, he doesn't like the English. I know that.
No,
because he was
no,
all for
I think
the Scottish
it's been blown out of control, whatever. But one thing I say is, when you're cheering on for him at Wimbledon, like he ain't really in. He ain't doing it for the geezers in Hornchurch. You
no,
know
of course
what I mean?
He ain't.
He's doing it for the guys in Edinburgh.
Yeah. So here's a fact about Andy Murray. There was a he was in the school where there was a shooting.
Got shut up. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was at school when it happened. What was it called?
I don't know, but he hid under the desk.
That's right.
Yeah. So.
So who you got for me?
So I've got a. Listen, pretty current topic at the moment. Anyone who works for the post office at the moment.
Yeah.
Not having them.
All the higher ups.
Post office scandal. Disgusting.
Yeah.
My son even was watching Postman Pat on the telly the other day. I was like, you can fucking get that off.
And he's fucking black and white cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering what he was going to say there. When you start that sentence, black, I'm like, whoa. Whoa. Jesus.
Come on, bruv. That ain't me.
Come on. No.
And he's fucking black. I'm
like, yeah, I was like, and I he's fucking black. I was like,
whoa.
Whoa. That settle down.
Come on, bruv.
Come on, man.
It's all love.
Come on. And he's mixed race cat, please. Postman Pat and he's mixed race cat.
I suppose black
you
and white.
You can both do one.
Yeah.
But I don't, honestly, post office at the moment, I don't trust a post office, right? You go in to post something now and they go, do you want it tracked? You go, what does that mean? They go, oh, just make sure that it gets to its destination.
That's your job.
Now, the only reason it wouldn't get to its destination is if one of your lot fucking stole it.
Yeah.
And they want us to pay protection money. I'm like, is this the post office or the fucking Sopranos? You know, I should have known the person behind the counter who looked like Tony Soprano was bada bing, bada bow, you know. And the old la-di-dar out the side of his mouth.
Wife beater.
Yeah. You've got to pay protection money now, apparently, to stop them fucking posting, nicking your stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, my granddad, I come from a long line of postmen.
Yeah. What was he called? Granddad Post?
Granddad Post. My uncle's a postman. So I just feel like, you know, not what it once was. If you've got to pay protection money to make sure your fucking delivery gets there,
yeah,
that's no good, man.
I feel like once you've bought your stamp, you've signed an agreement that you expect it to get where it's going.
Yeah. Second on my list are people that sign up their kids to modelling agencies.
Really?
Weird, mate. Weird.
No, not necessarily.
It's weird. Who looks at their kid and thinks, yeah, he's fit?
No, but it's not that they're fit.
Yeah. People are going to find him attractive. Weirdos. If you sign your kid up to a modelling agency, you are a fucking weirdo.
Yeah?
Odd.
Oh, look, I'm just saying.
Get out of there.
I'm just saying, right? My boy is beautiful. Right?
If you sign him up to a modelling agency, I'm telling you now, you'll be out of here quicker than you can say fucking Postman Pat's
so
mixed race cat.
So many people say to me, mate, you got to fucking sign him up. Right.
I just think it's weird, mate.
So I'm talking to one of my pals. His baby done like an advert for like some phone when she was like a baby, just about walking. And he got like 800 quid for the day. It was only there an hour.
Yeah, but who gets that money?
He got it.
Who? So, the mum and dad? Yeah, so you're just fucking brassing your kid out.
What I'm saying is...
You're brassing your kid out sort of, so that you can go to Spain. Mate, come on, man.
We got a little photo shoot done at Christmas, yeah? My two boys dressed up in their little tartan pajamas. My oldest loved it. He was like, he absolutely loved the experience.
I also think the whole thing about it is weird. It's like your kid signed up to a modelling agency doing modelling jobs and they're like, oh, daddy, what we did today? Can I go over the park and play? He's like, no, you're going to work and you're going to try and look fucking sexy, boy.
It's not. Why have you got to sexualise it?
Well,
it's not sexy. All I'm saying is my boy puts clothes on, makes the clothes look good. The people who are selling these clothes would pay us money for him to put them on.
Your boy does look like someone who modelled for JD.
There you go.
They love a little mixed race kid.
There you go,
they?
Right? He meets a certain demographic that they need.
Yeah.
He's fucking proper handsome. He's cute. And he's good in front of the cat. He loves it, mate. He takes photos. Get this. His iPad is connected to my phone, right? He started taking photos, right? I'm looking on my phone. I'm like, there's 3,000 and something photos. He's got all of his toys, all of his dinosaurs, and one by one, taken photos of them, documented them all. They've all come through to my phone. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, literally, mate. And then he's doing, like, selfies with them.
Yeah, well, just sign the
He wants to start a little YouTube channel.
Sign the dinosaurs up to the modelling agency, then.
No. But what I'm saying is, we had that photo shoot done. He was, like, literally, it was, like, action, and he was on fucking job.
I just think it's odd.
I get what you're saying.
I think it's weird.
But
I think it's weird that you're getting your kids out there.
I'm thinking about doing it.
And I think also a lot of kids sign up, a lot of people sign their kids up to modelling agency. Everyone thinks their kid's gorgeous. Listen, we all think our kids are gorgeous.
I get that.
Not every kid out there is fucking handsome. I'm sorry. I've seen some kids sign up to modelling agencies. I'm like, what are they modelling? Balaclavas? You know what I mean? They're butters. They're fucking butters. Your kid is not a model. You're just deluded.
Yeah. I get that. But what I'm saying is, after fucking everyone you meet that's met your kid is like, oh my God, he's beautiful. That's not me,
yeah,
like, seeing
beautiful
through rose-tinted spectacles. You know what I mean?
What you're saying
is... He's handsome.
I can tell I've maybe a bit of a nervy. You want to sign your kid up to a modeling agency.
When you said that, I was like, oh,
you fucker.
Because listen, people keep saying, mate, you've got to do it.
Well, go do it, but I'll just lose all respect for you.
Well, am I still allowed to
I've got another
be co-host on a podcast?
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, sweet.
We'll see. I mean, this is a controversial one.
Yeah. Who's going?
Again, this is another one to do with parents. English parents that have got English names that give their kids Mediterranean standard names.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Because, like, I know this girl, right, who's got a great-granddad who's Italian.
Okay.
Right? Her name's Danielle. She called her kid Giuseppe.
Giuseppe.
To honour the Italian heritage in her family.
Yeah, that's a lot. It
because
a
she
lot.
Wants her kid to sound special. Now, that kid's name is Giuseppe Smith.
Giuseppe Smith.
So, yeah, to be fair, the kid does sound quite special, really.
Giuseppe Smith.
Just, like, ridiculous.
Yeah, mate, I completely agree with it.
And, you know, right, and if you, listen, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, right, because you're out there, you might have a, you might think, oh, yeah, it's nice, you know, we've called our kid Donatella or whatever. Sounds terrible in our accent, for one, right? And if you don't think it's a bit odd, put a shoe on the other foot. Go to Italy. Could you imagine if there was an Italian there, had like a great granddad who was English, and they're
they
like, Buongiorno, this is my child, Keith. Weird.
Keith.
These are my kids, Keith and Julie. Weird, isn't it? Keith and Julie Maldini.
What's an Italian
or something.
Second name? Yeah, yeah. Keith Maldini.
Yeah, yeah, it's Keith Maldini. Yeah, yeah, Keith Maldini. Fucking weird. Keith so Maldini. they can also join Shamima on that one-way ticket out of it.
Yeah. No, get rid of them.
I tell you what, talking about kids' names, I bet, you know, they come out every year, like most popular names. Shamima's probably got to be quite unpopular at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's like Gary's gone.
Gary's gone. I reckon Gary's
like, no,
probably
Gary's
more
left.
Popular than Shamima at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there was many Shamimas anyway.
Well, maybe not in Romford.
No.
No. Yeah, maybe not in Romford, son. Daddy, but you don't get many baby Garys now, do you?
I don't think there are any more baby Garys.
It's weird to me that you at any point in history, you would have a baby and there would be a baby there called Gary.
Gary.
Or even my dad's name, John.
It's still John's.
John.
There's definitely John's.
It's still
and
a John's. Yeah, Johnny's, yeah.
There's a lot of Johnny's. John's.
Yeah, it's a lot of Johnny's.
Yeah, I mean, Gary, the only way I can see that happening is that, so you know these geezers who just insist on calling their firstborn son their name?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like Gary the Third.
Then people can also fuck off out of here as well. Yeah, what you call them? Well, we've got this tradition. We've got this tradition in our family where we call our firstborn son after the dad's name. So I'm Gary. My son's Gary. My dad's name's Gary. His dad's name's Gary.
Yeah.
Come on, mate.
Yeah, get with it. Know what I mean? I mean, I do know a few, and I do respect and like some people who have done that. So I'm not going to.
I've
like,
got no respect for them. I'm chucking.
I'm not going to completely fucking like say that I'm against it. But if it's Gary,
it almost strikes me as a bit egotistical as well.
It is a little
if
bit
you're
egotistical.
Like, what you called your son, Josh?
Yeah.
Josh, what another one of me?
Yeah, but Josh sounds like a child's name.
It does. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm still largely a child as well.
It's like I'm not. There ain't no baby Christophers.
Is he Christopher sounds sweet.
I much prefer Christopher to Chris.
Do you know what I would say about our names, Chris, Josh? I think they're quite...
They're biblical.
They're quite 80s, 90s names.
Yeah? How about this then? The number one most common first name in the NBA.
Mohammed.
Christopher.
Christopher?
Yeah.
Okay.
Saw a little interview the other day. And you know why? So it goes down to the type of people who would call their son Christopher. You'd expect in the NBA... That it's like people from like poorer families that like are good at the sport and then they work their way up. It's not just because LeBron James was like comes from nothing and his mum was 16 when she was born. That's like a rare case. It's normally middle class, more well off families.
So that more
they can put their kids into things and pay for their.
I mean, Kobe's dad was Kobe Bryant's dad was an ex basketball player, and there he grew up in Italy, didn't he? Like going to all top schools and
there you go, right? So it's a bit of a common misconception that you'd think it was like kids out from the ghetto that got good at basketball and come out. It's more middle class. That's why Christopher apparently in America.
Let's have it
right.
It's more middle class. Black kids.
Well, yeah, of course it is. Yeah. Like, let's have it right.
Mate, the honkies ain't got a shot in the air.
No,
mate,
I mean, and the ones that have
the
Eastern Europeans.
The honkies are just getting dunked on every game.
Yeah, there's so no one from England has ever played in the NBA.
Not
But they
true.
Grew up in America.
Who was the geezer that played for Chicago Bulls?
Yeah, but they grew up in America.
Bo Deng.
He grew up
Did
in
he
America.
Grow up in America?
And that's like one, he's like, yeah, he's like fucking got a British passport. He was two when he left the country.
Oh, is it? Is
so
that
basically,
it? Yeah.
If there's kids over here that are like balling out on the playgrounds, you're not going to make it to the NBA. Statistically, you've got zero chance.
I
Give it up, start playing football.
I used to play for my basketball team in school.
But I love playing basketball.
I got chucked out of the team because I kept on trying three pointers.
Yeah, but you didn't have nothing.
Downtown, I can remember Keys going, we? Yeah, I was, and I'd hold it like that, right? And I remember I was
completely
going,
miss everything.
Josh, for fuck's sake, pass the ball, stop doing three pointers. You've not even hit puberty yet. You can't even fucking hit the net. It's Wally.
Yeah, well, like, mate, funny we're talking about basketball.
But as I shot, I'd go, Jamesy. And I'd hold it.
Jamesy.
I'd go, Jamesy.
So I'm in the gym the other day. The geezer who owns Absolute, shout out Skip, legend, just a fucking sweetheart of
Big
a gentleman, mate. And he's right into his basketball. So
yeah,
he's always wearing his Golden State Warriors merch.
Nice.
Goes over there, watches a couple games a couple of times a year, loves it. So I'm talking to him and he's like, we play Monday nights.
Okay.
Shenfield Scott.
Really?
Yeah.
You want
they
to,
hire
yeah.
out the hall. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have a piece. Gonna have a bit of that. He's like, come down, we're there every week from 7 o'clock. No pressure. And I'm like, no, but there is pressure. Because I ain't played basketball for fucking years.
Yeah.
And I wanna show up there, 6'4". They're like, thinking this kid can maybe bowl.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, true.
And I'm gonna make
He looks mixed race.
He looks the part.
They're gonna think,
you know what I mean?
Think this
shades
guy.
Of Bobby Zamora, 6'4". The big foot, I've got an extensive Jordan collection. Yeah.
This is going to be like, this guy's a D1 athlete.
But
you know
really,
I mean?
Am I going to be able to hold up? So what I'm thinking is, I need to get some practice in.
Okay.
Before I show up. It's going to be like the combine. Yeah. I need to do some drills.
Yeah.
Before I show up for the big game. Not that it's even the big game. Yeah. Because I know there's a kid there who's a fucking bowler. He used to be, so you know like And One. Do you remember And One? He used to play for like the UK version of the fucking Harlem Globetrotters.
Right.
He's that trick, he'll just like shoot over
right,
you.
Okay.
He's got handles. Can't remember his name. But basically I'm showing up. These are the fucking big boys. They live and breathe it.
Yeah.
Do you think I should go?
Well, I think we should both go.
Okay.
Because, I mean, look.
Well, you'll make me look good, so I'm up for that.
Well, no, actually, I think quite the opposite. I mean, I'm going to turn up. They're going to think nothing. They're going to think, who's this little, small little cracker? You know what I mean?
I think they're all white guys.
Okay, all right. who's this little white guy turning up? But he ain't going to be a threat. And then I'm just going to come on there and I'm just going to be sinking freeze.
No, but you're not going to sink freeze. You're going to be throwing up bricks.
Mate,
you
ain't
like
seen
you used
me.
To do.
Yeah, I'm not, honestly, I'm not Brentford's answer to fucking Steph Curry, bruv.
Oh, yeah.
I really am.
Yeah, but even still, Steph Curry might look small.
From
deep. He's 6'3".
No, I just told it like that. I'll do one of these ones, you know.
The step back. Yeah, so look, I appreciate the invite and I feel like I've got some work to do. Bearing in mind, I've got a basketball hoop in my garden, right? But it's been the winter. I've not been out there. I've not been shooting. I'm going to run some drills and I'm going to fucking make it.
One thing I've got to say is, and I watched this film again last night, and I know you love it, and if you're looking for anything to watch this weekend or whatever, this is a much-watched film. It's like a basketball version of Rocky, Hustle. It's on Netflix, Adam Sandler film. Honestly, I think it's probably one of my most favourite films of recent years.
It's fucking brilliant.
So, like, obviously, you got
I watched
classics,
it 2 days in a row.
Mate, it's brilliant.
I watched it on the Friday,
it's
and then
so
I watched
good.
It again on the Saturday. Fucking brilliant.
So good.
Talking about basketball films, have you seen He Got Game?
No.
Spike Lee film from the 90s.
Isn't
maybe
there
early
a new White Men Can't Jump with Jack Harlow? Is it really? I think it's on Disney. I've not watched it yet.
Oh, fantastic. Is Woody Harrelson in it?
Any good? Do you prefer the first one? Yeah, listen, it's hard to...
Shout out Wesley Snipes.
Yeah. You know what they're calling me at UTC? They're actually calling me the Jack Harlow of UTC now.
Are they?
Yeah, that's the word on the street. Isn't it, Cheeky? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying you made that up.
Yeah, no, that's what a lot of people...
Literally, the governor just looked at me like...
A lot of people have been calling me the Jack Harlow of UTC. You know, just two white boys with mad flow, you know what I mean?
Yeah, got ya.
So...
Nice. Well, look, I just went to the office, fucking held a BAFTA and a Brit Award.
Did hold a BAFTA.
And I'll tell you, them BAFTAs have got some fucking weight to them.
Yeah, man.
For someone who... Imagine, like, someone who's never lifted before... They get presented that award on stage. They better be ready. Well, the fucking thing weighs like 5 kilos.
You do realise that one of the producers of this show, Mr. David Gelly,
his name is on the BAFTA.
He is BAFTA award winning David Gelly.
Yeah.
He's gone from winning a BAFTA to doing this. Oh, son. So sorry for you, man.
Is there a BAFTA for number one podcast?
No, they don't do podcasts.
Not yet, but they will. But not what, that we'd be in the fucking, you know what I mean? Oh, imagine that, nominated. We're like there, like.
If we're ever promoting this podcast, we could say produced by BAFTA award winning producers.
I saw your name on it and I was impressed.
So there you go.
Yeah, mate, and a Brit Award.
And now he's here listening to us talking about plating bumholes, Shamima Begum. Where did it all go wrong? Lovely stuff. What they got doing on YouTube, white boy?
Get over to We Are L17's YouTube channel. That's where you'll find this podcast. Subscribe to the channel. Leave us a like if you like the video. And hit the bell icon if you never want to miss an episode.
Lovely stuff. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you know what to do. Rate us 5 stars. Leave us a review on there. Lovely stuff. I've probably got some work in progress shows that I'm advertising at the moment, which might be the 24th of May at the Etc. Theatre in Camden. Also, we are going to be potentially starting a Patreon. And we want to know your suggestions. Listen, this podcast is all about the listeners, so we want to hear what suggestions you have got for content. You know, what do you want to see? Do you want to see a bit of an extra episode a week? What do you want to see? Do you want to see more of Jamesy Tries? Do you want to see more of Way Back When with White Boy? Let us know. Don't feel like you can't tell us any suggestion. We really want to hear from you, you know, your feedback, what you want on there. Because at the end of the day, you know, if you're the guys signing up and paying for it, you know, you're the boss, basically. So we want to hear your suggestions.
We want to give you what you want.
We want to give you what you want. We want to give you what you want. And on that note, we'll see you all next week. See you later.
Goodbye.